Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. And David, I'm going to throw out some ages here, some birthdays, and they represent important landmarks, and I thought maybe you could explain that and how it relates to retirement planning and some of the things that our listeners should be thinking about when they hit these landmarks. First of all, when you turn 50 years old, what are the things that you should be thinking about then at 50 when it comes to your retirement planning?
Well, Ron, the thing that immediately comes to mind is that when you turn 50, you get to start making catch-up contributions. And so what that basically means is to your IRA, to your 401k, if you feel like you're a little bit behind, now you're kind of in the go zone, maybe the kids moved out of the house. For your IRA or your Roth, instead of maxing out at $5,500 a year, you can add an additional $1,000 for you, $1,000 for your spouse, making that contribution $6,500 a year. Even juicier, in your 401k at work or your 403b or your 457, the maximum contribution under 50 is $18,500. But once you're over 50, you can add an extra $6,000 a year each. So $24,500, that can get you turbocharged on your way to a retirement that you're trying to build if you got a little bit of a late start. So that's kind of age 50. That's the biggest thing that comes to my mind.
Okay, that should be what you're thinking about when you turn 50. How about when you turn 55?
Well, so that's a little bit trickier. There's really only the main thing I can think of there is, you know, there are penalties if you want to take money out of your 401k or your IRA before 59 and a half. However, if you're between 55 and 59 and a half and you still have a 401k from the job you just left, then you don't have any penalty for taking money out of that account in most cases. You still have to pay the tax, but you don't have to pay a penalty. So that's one of the few reasons I can think of for not rolling over a 401k into an IRA, but instead keeping it at the company if you're 55 or older.
Okay, when you turn, this may sound a little strange to some folks who don't know about this, but when you turn 59 and a half, why is that significant?
Yeah, so that's the age at which you no longer have that 10% penalty for taking money out of your IRA, your Roth, your 401ks, those kinds of things. You still have to pay the tax, but there's no penalty anymore.
Okay, David, what about when you turn 62? Why is that so important?
Well, so 62 is the first time, the first age where you can begin to take Social Security. When Social Security was created, that wasn't available. You had to be 65. But 20, 25 years ago, maybe more, they bump that time up to 62. So that's the youngest you can be and start taking Social Security.
Okay. And 65, I think if you say the number 65, a lot of folks automatically think retirement. But what about 65? What should you be thinking about or doing when you hit the 65th birthday?
Yeah, so the main thing at 65, and I just went through this with a couple last week, they want to retire when they're 62 and early, but their biggest concern is getting to age 65 so that Medicare benefits start. So age 65, if you're not still working at a company that provides you health benefits, age 65 is the first time when you're eligible for Medicare. So this particular couple I was talking about, we looked at private insurance for them, health insurance for between ages 62 to 65. Well, that was going to be between $1,500 and $2,000 a month for the privilege of having health insurance. So they're still not exactly sure what they're going to do between 62 and 65. But once they get to 65, their life really changes as far as how they get their medical care insurance, and costs really go down.
We're running down certain ages that you reach, things that you really ought to be thinking about when that happens. How about when you turn 66 or 67? Why is that important?
That's what they now refer to as full retirement age for Social Security. So depending on your birthday, your age, your full retirement age is somewhere between 66 and 67. Two things happen there. You get the full amount that you're supposed to get for Social Security. You can get more if you wait a little bit longer. But it's also the age where salary income that you earn from other jobs does not reduce the amount of Social Security you receive. So that full retirement age can be pretty important, especially for people who want to continue working in retirement.
Okay, let's move on to 70 and a half. That's always seemed a little strange to me why they would come up with 70 and a half, but that's very important when you turn 70 and a half, right?
Well, it is really important, and I have no idea where the half year comes from, but in fact, I just had an email from a longtime client this last week, and he said, Dave, remind me again the rationale for requiring distributions from my 401k when I turn 70 and a half. So the answer to your question is when you turn 70 and a half, you have to start taking money out of your IRAs and 401ks. Who makes you do that? Well, the IRS. Why? Because that money has been tax deferred. It's been growing tax deferred for years and years, decades. And so all of a sudden the IRS says, wait a minute. At this point, we want to start collecting tax dollars on this. So even if you don't need to take money out of your 401k or your IRA, we're going to require that you do that because we want to start taxing it. So I got a chuckle, you know, one of those emojis back from this client when I gave him that response. But that's why the IRS is ready to start taxing your money.
And Uncle Sam is standing there with his hand out going, hey,
absolutely.
Hey, it's due. Come on, man. We need it. Okay. How about the most important age of all? I'm going to say, and you tell me if I'm wrong, the most important age of all is your next one because it's never too late or never too early to work on this.
Well, that's true. I'm not sure it's ever too early to have a plan in place. So that's probably the most important thing about your next birthday is just making sure that you have a plan that's suited for you. So if you're listening today and you're in your 20s or 30s or maybe even early 40s, as long as you're saving really well for yourself, I don't think it's critical that you have a detailed retirement plan. That's just the way I run my business and my life. However, if you're in your late 40s, 50s, and oh my gosh, in your early 60s, it's really, really important that you have a real plan in place. You say, well, Dave, I have a plan. It's just not written down. Well, then you don't have a real plan in place. So if you're sitting there today thinking to yourself, okay, I don't have a real plan, then here's what I'd like to do for you. If you've saved at least $250,000 for your own retirement, then pick up the phone and call our toll-free number and say that you want to get our financial CPR, our complete planning review. There's not a cost. There's not an obligation. It's simply a chance for you to get some really good education about your money so that you can make some best decisions possible for yourself and for your family moving forward. So when we schedule one of these financial CPRs with you, here's exactly what happens. The first thing we do is do a really good analysis of the risk that you're taking with the money you've saved for retirement. And then we'll give you a good report that shows exactly that. I'll discuss with you how taxes are going to impact you in retirement. Remember, we just talked about required minimum distributions. The IRS owns a piece of your retirement monies, and you need to understand how that's going to impact you in retirement. The third thing we'll do is give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. We'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some real straight talk on exactly what we saw. I think this is a terrific opportunity for you to get some answers to some of your specific questions about your retirement. So if you'd like to get some financial straight talk that's specific to you, call our toll-free number now and ask for this complete planning review, our financial CPR.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, complimentary planning review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.